This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Don't talk back.
Welcome to Yak Radio, the radio show that's about, well, who knows? It's a different topic every week, but Yak Radio is always full of information to help you and your family get through life. Now here's your Yak Radio host, Dave Stahl.
Don't talk back.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Yak Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
And that's my girl, Audrey Mason. She's here with Ed Stoven, and this is their monthly segment. We haven't come up with a name.
We haven't come up with a name, and I've been working really hard on that, too. I had a list of them.
The Off-Road Coalition Show.
Yeah.
The ORC Show. I don't know. We'll come up with something, I'm sure. This segment is brought to you by West San Diego Propane. If you live out in East County and you're on propane, well, guess what? I found a company, family-owned and operated. They only take care of East County, but, man, I tell you what, the service is impeccable. SD-propane.com or just call it 619-460-1705. That's San Diego Propane. Dave and his family own it. I used to go with an independent company. Then they sold out to a big company. And once the other company sold out, boy, I tell you, service went right into the tank. So I found Dave through networking out in Alpine, and let me tell you what, the guy is off the charts. Also, West Escondido Auto and Trans, 4 locations for your service, AAA approved, Napa Auto Care, ASC certified. Can't ask for anything better than that. Your warranty is guaranteed clear across the United States, and it's 3 years, 36,000 miles. Some independent shops, hey, the warranty is in town, and it's not very long. So, West Escondido Auto and Trans, go to westautomotivegroup.com. Well, Audrey and Ed and I were talking a little bit before the show starts, and because of the coronavirus, I mean, we were having enough trouble trying to keep the deserts open. Now, because of the virus, because of why are they closing the viruses? Do we have people not following the rules?
Unfortunately, yes, there have been some not following the rules, camping too close to each other, too large of groups. You know, they feel like they can still go out with your regular camping group and everybody's going to go meet out together. You know, and unfortunately, you can't have your regular circle. You need to be more dispersed than that. It's okay for you and your family to go out to the desert and be together, but it's not okay for all of your friends and family members to get together and go out to the desert.
Well, you know what's interesting about that statement, because it dawned on me, because, you know, sometimes, you know, my wife will go out and pick up, like, pickup food. Well, then she comes back in the house with me. Well, how do I know that she couldn't have picked up something while she's out?
Mm-hmm.
And even your family, because, you know, like, if you worked or if your husband worked or if then all of a sudden he came back, just because you're a family group, I mean, you just got to be really, really careful. That's and wash your hands. God, if I wash my hands anymore, I swear.
Yeah, I have several of my family members in Northern California that are actually on the main front lines where they are dealing with, like, one of them has an infectious disease lead in their hospital. And so he's been posting several things. And you want to talk about extreme precautions. He hasn't touched his kids. He doesn't go anywhere near his family. He doesn't.
Wow. Is he work in the hospital?
Yeah, he works in the hospital. And so he's basically maintaining his own, like, within his own home. He's distanced himself completely from his family. He doesn't go into the main part of the house. He doesn't, you know, so he doesn't want to get too close. He doesn't want to make his own family susceptible because they're dealing with a large portion of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sad. So give us kind of a rundown, Ed. What's closed and what's open?
Okay. There's three type of government agencies that manage land that we like to go to: state parks, the Bureau of Land Management, and the National Forests. And they each have their own rules right now. Hmm. So the National Forests, that would be like Corral Canyon, Bear Valley Road, they are closed completely. Like, the gates are closed. Don't even go. If you want to go to Corral Canyon, the gates close. You can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
State parks, they had a closure order to campgrounds a few days ago, but the trails were open. Well, just today they upgraded that. All the state parks are closed. There's 280 state parks, 11 off-road parks, and they are all closed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to Ocotillo Wells, it's impossible to close the park because there are so many entrances, mm-hmm. but you're really not supposed to be there. And then,
and if you do go, guess what? You're probably going to get spoken to because the Rangers are still out there, right?
Yeah, they have all the people out there, the employees. Law enforcement is still showing up to work.
Sure.
Yeah, so, and that announcement just went out today. I believe it got sent to Ed and to San Diego Off-Road Coalition because obviously we're more involved in it. But it hasn't actually, like, the announcement hasn't made it on social media yet. So as of today, I think there'll be a large announcement probably on the news and media outlets that will say as of probably midnight tonight, because as of today, you can technically ride in Ocotillo Wells, but I believe it's midnight tonight the order goes into effect where all state parks are now officially closed.
And we're probably looking at another 14-day quarantine. What it's looking like to me.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. It could be a month. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 4, 6, 8.
If I'm going to eat an elephant, I'm going to eat it a little bit at a time. So I'm happy with the next 14 weeks. Who was it? I was watching pardon?
14 days.
Or 14 days. Yeah. What did I say? Weeks? Oh, my Lord. And she was funny. She says, it's kind of like if you have a personal trainer and the personal trainer says, okay, I want you to do 5 reps of 20 push-ups. So you get down there and, man, you bang them out. Man, you're done. I'm exhausted. She's okay, now I want you to do 2 more reps of 20. She says, I'm okay with it. You know, I thought I was done, but, you know, now I've got another goal. Instead of saying, okay, we're not going to open up or we're not going to do anything until June.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to hear June.
300 push-ups.
Yeah, okay. I want to hear 2 weeks. No, you're not getting me to do it, but I want to hear 2 weeks, then 2 weeks, then 2 weeks. You know, I don't want to hear 6 months. You know what I mean?
I'm the same way, unfortunately. There's too many people that have the mindset that if you hear that, they, you know, you could send them into a downward spiral. So, less is more.
Less is good. So, I guess everything from a legal standpoint, Pismo Beach and all that, that's all on the shelf
right now. Pismo's is closed right now.
The announcement was made that during this closure, they will not be putting up any more fences. I know that is a large concern for several people, and Oceana Dunes made the announcement that they will not be doing that during this closure.
But they were
Oh, yeah, more. Oh, definitely. Since last time we were here, more
dust fences
have been.
Geez, nobody has any trouble with that fence. Sure, have a lot of problem with the one down by the border, but they don't have any problem with that one.
Yeah, ugly orange fences everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. That plastic, bright orange. Yeah.
All right. So, but that doesn't mean you guys have stopped working.
No, definitely not.
Because you don't want to get caught with your pants down.
Exactly.
Because you just never know what. You know, and I hate to be this way, but you don't know what the government's going to do behind closed doors.
No. The California Coastal Commission meeting that was set for April has been canceled. Pretty much every meeting that we are aware of has been canceled. If they do anything where they're going to broadcast any sort of video conference or anything like that, we'll definitely jump on board and advertise it.
But there's no real reason for them to even do this right now. Everybody needs to hunker down, get safe, take care of your family, wash your hands.
Yeah, but look at what the other side is doing. I mean, what did Nancy Pelosi tack on to our $2 trillion? So, you know, a lot of backdoor deals are still going on
happening. No,
and we still need to maintain and be vigil, you know, and follow everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, because and it's the same thing. It's funny. We start the show with this to be aware, and I end that my 5 hours with the gun show, which is the same thing.
Yep.
Because that, you talk about something backfiring on the government or the left.
Yeah.
Do you know how many guns are selling a day right now?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I couldn't believe that Nathan Fletcher tried to shut down the gun stores.
Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. No, retired Marine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't get it. Well, he was probably a clerk.
Yeah, you know, he changed parties.
Well, he probably never shot a gun. He was probably a clerk, or he was in supply or something. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, no, so you got to stay vigilant.
Yep.
Because if you don't, I'm telling you, it'll sneak up on you. So right now with that, and I need to ask this question because you're the experts on this, but I hate to say it, but I'll bet you the desert's blooming like crazy right now.
I have several pictures. I was just out. I did several trips last week where I did 4 trips down to the desert where I just went out and cruised around and stayed on trails and got out and looked at the flowers. The super bloom is beyond right now. Anza Borrego's just stunning. Ocotillo Wells is stunning. Painted Gorge, Plaster City, Superstition. The dunes, I can't even believe the amount of vegetation and flowers. The dunes are in full bloom right now.
No.
So everybody thinks that the dunes, you think of just sand dunes. The sand dunes don't even look like sand dunes right now. It looks like fields and fields of flowers.
Really?
Yes.
Well, because...
Okay, you know, there's something about that. That we had a major closure in the dunes around the Pearson's Milk Vetch, that plant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And hold on a second. We're going to take a quick break. I just noticed the clock. But that'll be a good segment to talk about when we come back right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hi, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment is brought to you by Bumper Dock Santee. Yes, they're still open. And by the way, West Escondido's still open. Bumper Dock is still open. They're there kind of semi-limited hours, like from 8 to 4. My recommendation, give them a call first. But everybody's still in business. They're considered essential businesses. So if you need anything, you know, because one thing you want is a good running automobile sitting in your driveway. If you got a chipped windshield, you definitely want to get that fixed. If your headlights are fogged over, you got to be able to see at night, and Bumper Dock can do that for you. 8711 Magnolia Street in Santee. Go to SanteeBumperDock.com, SanteeBumperDock.com, or call them at 619-258-0433. And while you're at it, San Diego Gear and Axle, they're open as well, 1488 Pioneer Way. Give Steve a call at 858-449-5656 or go to sdgearaxle.com for anything to do with your undercarriage. We got Audrey Mason and Ed Stoven in the house. This is their monthly show that I have donated to the cause. And Ed, you were speaking about one other group that we didn't cover on the first segment.
Yes. Yeah,
BLM?
That's the Bureau of Land Management. And they have a different order than the other two agencies. They are closing their campgrounds, but all the trails are open.
Oh.
So you can go to BLM land legally and drive around, but you can't go to their established campgrounds.
How do you know what's being at BLM and how do you know which one's not?
Boy, that's a challenge. There's maps out there. And you can email info at SDORC, and I will get right back to you and tell you what's what.
Okay.
But to the southern desert, off Highway 8 is all Bureau of Land Management.
Oh, okay.
So that's the easy way to know.
Gotcha.
And all the way down to the sand dunes.
Gotcha. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we were talking about the bloom, the flowers out in the desert. Well, the Pearson's Milk Vetch became an endangered species in 1999. And then the Center for Biological Diversity has given us a lot of trouble since then in the dunes. There's been closures and there's problems. Well, part of the solution for our side is they've been trying to delist the plant. And the biggest rain year we had since the plant got on the list, they did a plant count, and they counted, I think, like 1.2 million plants. Like way more than needed to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a problem with their methodology during that count, and they weren't allowed to use that in their delisting petition. So we've been waiting for another wet year out there so that we could do a proper plant count to have a good...
Back-to-back's not a fluke.
Yep.
Yeah. Right?
Back-to-back's mm-hmm. not a fluke.
So now there's a lot of plants out there, and I don't think the people that do the plant counting are out there counting. Because of this whole virus problem.
Right, right, right. So,
and I don't really know the details at all, but...
We'll have to look at... Who does the counting? They do or you do?
No, we don't. Yeah. It has to be the Federal Fish and Wildlife.
So they wouldn't trust your count?
No, it has to be scientific. I know the ASA paid for scientists back in the day mm-hmm. as well to have our own scientists, unbiased.
Right. ASA is the American Sand Association. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that really love the dunes the most and work the hardest. Yeah, right. They hired an official guy to do the plant count, and Fish and Wildlife didn't accept his data.
Yeah.
I mean... Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then, how about BLM? Why don't we go out together and we'll stay 6 feet apart and count plants?
Right.
So actually, couldn't you do it from air? Couldn't you just like send a drone out there and do some photos?
That's a good.
You know, drones are so recent that it's, you know.
But can you imagine the mass amount of vegetation that you could capture with a drone?
Yeah.
Versus 1, 2, 3, 4.
I know, like San Diego Electric uses them to track the telephone lines.
Sure.
Things, so
they do sampling. You know, they have little parcels that they sample, and they have a whole methodology worked out. So we don't want to mess with that. But we want them to do their proper count.
Yeah. Are they? But right now they're not going to do it because of the virus.
I don't think they are. I haven't heard anything, but I don't think they're out there like we would hope they would be right now.
Now, when the plants die, there's no sign of them after they've gone.
They're gone pretty fast.
Okay, gotcha.
You have your little golden window
right, of
opportunity, which is right now.
And Glamis, the Dunes, Gordon's Wells, they're all still open right now. They did just shut down Gecko Road and Osborne Overlook and in between. You can still camp on Wash Road. I believe right next to the vendors has been shut down. But that's because they're, you know, it's like a big weekend out there. Unfortunately, people are, I know, and unfortunately, people are going out and camping with their regular groups and trying to do a circle, and they're just on top of each other instead of being dispersed. So,
is the Glamis store open or closed?
I believe the Glamis store is closed right now, but there are still some vendors that are open.
Some of the rental companies.
You know. The rental company is open. Daddy's Famous Foods is open. I'm trying to think of the guy who does all the repairs out there. I know he's still open. Boardmanville's open to go pick up food and take it.
Well, you know, like I said, but again, we got to be diligent. You got to stay on top of it.
Right. We can't, if you don't, they could potentially shut down all BLM land and then we lose. Yeah. And then we lose going out and venturing anywhere and exploring anywhere.
But like you and I were talking, the desert is literally on fire with vegetation and flowers. And so, and I've been saying this on KUSI when I bring a new car in, get in your car, take the kids' electronics, put them in a drawer, go put them on a charger if you want. I don't care. Everybody get in the car and go for a road trip. Drive out. You can't really get out and go walking around. I wouldn't recommend it. Just go out. You can roll the window down. You can take pictures. You can do whatever you want to do, because I don't even think you can take stuff from the desert, can you? Legally.
No.
I don't think so. So stay in your car, you know, regroup with your kids, you know, have a conversation, play car games. You can Google car games. We used to do it all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah. I used to do it all the time. Yeah, exactly. My dad used to take us up to Cuyamaca and follow the back roads back through. It's how I know all the backside of Julian, and you can do fire roads. And well, if they're still open, unfortunately, because that's considered Cleveland National Forest.
Yeah.
So, but the main trails, you can do Sunrise Highway and circle around and through, and there's still lots of beautiful things to see just from your car, you know?
Got to tell you, a cute Sunrise Highway, my buddy and I, he just got a new R8 and he wanted to take me for a ride, which I'm not thrilled about having anybody take me for a ride. But I hung on for dear life. Actually, I got to drive up and he drove back, and there's a restaurant up there. It's called the Pine Lodge, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen their receipt when you buy food there?
No. Nope.
You can tip the kitchen. You can tip the waitress. Or you can tip the music. Or entertainment.
That's interesting.
I've had great meals.
If you're a waitress and I don't like you for whatever reason, say you spilled coffee on me, I can tip the cook and not tip you.
That is awesome.
Isn't it?
I mean, I've had wonderful food and not great service.
Right.
And like, how do you manage that?
I know. But this restaurant has decided to put everybody's feet kind of to the fire.
I like that.
And they allow, some waitresses do, some waitresses don't.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So I was dragging this thing around until it's so wore off, you can't see the numbers on it. I've been showing everybody, hey, how'd you like to have to work there?
That's great incentive for them, everybody to do good work.
I know. That's what I thought. See, that's how I looked at it. But anyway, I digress. So, you know, it's a trickle-down effect right now. You know, the deserts are closed. Everything's closed pretty much. So the industry that supports that has been affected.
Yes, unfortunately. There's limited hours on several of them, although some of them are still being considered essential and they are still staying open for just limited hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot
and mainly repair. Like yeah. if you're going to the service departments, yeah, you could probably go down and buy a Can-Am Spider or you can go down and buy a quad or something like that. But I don't think anybody's really jumping
No,
on that
I think
bandwagon.
This would be more ordering parts.
Right.
And I know that Vase and Fun Bike Center are open. Right. Limited hours, 10 to 5.
Yeah, that's yeah. what
and
I
And if you
saying.
Want, they'll put the parts on the curb for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I went down to Bullseye to pick up bird seed because I like my birds and I feed them like crazy. And I pulled up. I didn't even turn the car off. He comes running out. What can I get you? 25-pound bag. You want with sunflower seeds or without? I say with, please.
Yep.
Comes in, comes out. I gave my card. He walked back in. Boop, 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 boop. So I'm going to start getting spoiled. I'm going to start liking that kind
yeah.
of service. You know what I mean? But I tell everybody, please support your small businesses. If there's ever a time, if you have a quad or if you have a buggy that's not been serviced in a while and you know you can't go out anyway, and if you don't do your own service, take it in. Let them do the service on it. Let them do the oil changes and lubricate everything and check all the fluid levels. You know, don't just let it sit in the garage or sit in the trailer, you know, because the worst thing you can do is let your vehicle sit,
yep.
you know, non-serviced. But people don't think about it. And then once you pick it up, tip him. You know, maybe you never tipped your service center before or never, but tip them. Give them $20, you know, just and say, hey, share it with the people or, you know, do something. Don't just, you know, think, you know, and restaurants, that's what I do. I mean, I've got enough food in the house. It was funny because I went to the grocery store a few days before they closed everything down, and I didn't even think about it. I was just going there to pick up paper towels and I think some water. That's all I was picking up. Holy moly, people's grocery. I ended up walking out with a $250 cart because I got, you know, Spam and chili and all the stuff that you could eat when, you know, when in doubt. But we just that food's just going to stay there. I'm not going to touch it.
Yep.
But we're going to continue to eat out. I know. It's totally, totally crazy.
You can only eat in for so long, too.
Say what?
You can only eat in for so long. I can only handle my own cooking for so long.
Well, that's me, too. I'm the one that does the cooking. It's like, oh, my God, can I get somebody else to cook for me? You know, it's just, ugh. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a lot more right here on Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, Audrey Mason, and Ed Stoven talking off-road. This is their hour show. They haven't come up with a name yet, but they're working on it right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Yak Radio with Dave Stahl on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm hiring that girl, folks. I don't care what you say. That's Audrey Mason, and she's with Ed Stoven. And who do you guys actually represent?
The San Diego Off-Road Coalition, okay, so SDORC.org.
So I got the Off-Road Coalition part. I just forgot the San Diego
that's
aspect
okay.
of it. But that's okay. And this segment is brought to you by 3D products. You know, you buy a new car, or if you get your kid a car, you know, one of the most important or most expensive things to fix on that car, believe it or not, is the paint job. If you let that paint go bad and it starts flaking, one, the value of the car goes away, and two, it's going to cost you $3,000-$4,000 just to get a car painted nowadays, especially in the state of California. So start fresh, be proactive, go to 3D products. They have detail classes. They can teach your whole family how to detail your car on a Saturday. And they have every piece of product known to man so that you can buy some of whatever you need, bring it home, and you're good to go. And if you're a professional and you like to detail cars, which I have no idea what anybody would want to do that for, but they do out there, they love it. And you need deionized water, because that's what everybody seems to use. These guys have got two locations, and both of them have deionized water dispensers. You just pick up a little coin. During working hours, you pay for the coins. They're not that expensive, and you can get 25 gallons of deionized water. Go to smartcarcareproducts.com. Go to Facebook and Instagram at 3D San Diego. That's smartcarcareproducts.com. Tell them I said hi. All right. So I don't know if we want to keep going negative because, I mean, we're closing the deserts. I mean, it's just crazy, you know, what it is. what's some of the new parts and pieces that are being made for people that like to do what you guys do? That's another thing I was going to talk to you about in the future, was you need to reach out to companies, you know, that sell, you know, winches and all these different parts and pieces for your industry. You guys have them sent to you. You guys go out, you use them, you bend them, you do whatever you got to do to them, and then come back and give us a review on said product. It could be communication. It could be camping gear. It could be different types of, you know, ways to cook in the desert. There could be maybe something that you could do that's recyclable enough to where you'll be more apt to bring it back. You know, radios, you probably,
there's all sorts of different products out there that
so is that a good idea?
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. There's several different off-road products, and every year there's new ones that are coming out that, you know, different unique little things, from your walk, the Timbo Tusk walk. That's a, you know, it's like $200, but it's a really awesome camping.
And then what is that?
It for you to like make tacos and different things on. It's a, like a grill, but it's a specialty style grill that to cook on.
Okay. Have you ever cooked on it?
I have.
What do you think?
It's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's $200.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What does it use for?
It's a little propane. It's like a little 2-foot stand. A little propane canister blows up. It almost looks like from your, if you ever took chemistry back in the day. It looks
almost
like the chemistry little butane
Bunsen burner
thing that burns your
gosh, I can't
your walk.
I remember Bunsen burner.
Oh, they're great. And one of my other favorite things that I want, I want this, but I don't have it yet. I don't even know what it's called. I've seen them at several of the expos too. They have the umbrellas that connect to like your tow hitch. Yeah. So
the trailer hitch.
Yeah. So it's a little piece that you stick right in your hitch and it pops up and it gives you this really nice shade umbrella.
Especially if you're cooking.
It folds all down so you can collapse it and throw it in your Jeep, or you can collapse and throw it in your truck bed, or, you know, something like that. But that I want one of those for when we go out. Cause you know, you always get to a nice destination. You want to stop and get out and eat your lunch. And
those are designed really for exactly what you're talking about. So it's not like it's an umbrella you picked up at Walmart.
No.
It's windproof. You know, it's got the flaps to where the wind could blow through.
It's built to be up on the trail and going through. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's built to
trail
withstand.
Trail tested.
Yes.
Even though that's Jeep's slogan.
But obviously this wouldn't be out. You wouldn't be driving.
No.
This is you get out, you stop at a destination, and then you connect.
And the other thing too, because, you know, for whatever reason, you guys like to sleep on rocks, and I haven't quite figured that one out yet. But, you know, I'm sure there's products out there for folks like me that my idea of roughing it at the desert is for getting the remote control for the TV in the 40-foot motorhome. But for the people that like to rough it, I mean, just think of the opportunity there with, you know, bedding and sleeping bags. And I mean, how many people really know all the different grades of sleeping bags?
Ew, yeah. I don't know if they do or not. Yeah. I like it to keep it light, and I like the army blanket, and it's just the simple old army. Yeah, I like the simple old army blanket.
On the ground?
It's a light feather one. No, I have a REI cot. Yeah, I've got one of the nice REI cots.
She sleeps on a cot.
Yeah, it has the adjustable legs, so you could be on a hillside, but it levels you out and keeps you, and it's so nice. It's got a really nice thick pad on it, and we just throw the two of those in, and wherever we end up in the Jeep, we go out,
and
we've done several weekends.
And it collapses down enough to fit in a Jeep?
Yeah, in the back of the Jeep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With two chairs and a table and our little ice chest, we make it pretty far, actually. Yeah, we go out for just the weekend. My husband does little romantic weekends for me where we go out, and people think we're crazy. They're like, you don't get eaten by bugs, you don't do this. You know, I'm like, no, it's
you know
no
why?
Big deal. We go out to the desert.
They're watching that stupid show, Naked and Afraid, or whatever it is, where you're running out there, and all the commercials show the bugs eating everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there's not so many bugs in the desert.
No.
If Audrey, they were, they'd be endangered. Trust me. Don't give them any ideas.
Audrey, weren't you talking to some potential sponsors for this show?
I was, actually.
Who are you talking to?
Did you talk to Boardmanville?
I did talk to Lance. Yep, I talked to Boardmanville. He would like to come in and host a show here.
What's Boardmanville?
Boardmanville's a bar and grill. It's like a restaurant bar area out in Glamis that you can go to. It's on private property. It's on the north side of
the east side of the tracks.
East side. I always call it the north side because I always think the other way. But
just
it's the
a little
east side
ways
of the tracks.
South
yeah.
of 78.
Yeah, it's technically it would be like even with Wash 9, but it's on the opposite side.
By the way, folks, alert! Did ever ask Audrey to be your navigator?
The one bush
thought
with
I'd
the rock.
Throw that out there. If we're supposed to go north, we're not going maybe east. Couldn't help myself there. I couldn't.
Thanks.
Help
yeah.
But I mean, you know, really, because I mean, I think the more companies and vendors and suppliers that we can come up with, because. Just like you were saying a couple of weeks ago, you took how many girls out? Five girls?
We took six girls out.
That had never been on anything.
Never been to the desert before. They were in town, bachelorette party.
So now, if let's say they're all fired up and they want to do it, you know, how are they going to know what to get to where this show could help people that are maybe want to get into going out to the desert? Because, I mean, let's face it, you guys, your group grows, you know, monthly.
I just partnered with... Academy Off-Road Rentals. I'm working with them to be able to provide guided tours, legally provide a guided tour so you can hit them up and they can take you out. And so Academy Off-Road Rentals is, or Academy Rentals Off-Road is right at the base of the hill in Ocotillo of the 8 freeway where Painted Gorge is just before Plaster City. So you would rent from
right
them.
Ocotillo, the right town of Ocotillo. Different
right
than Ocotillo Wells.
Right.
This
yeah.
is off Highway 8.
Off, easy to get to.
Very easy to get to. It's right off the exit. And so they're still doing rentals. You can still rent. They'll drop it off for you. So if you wanted it at Superstition, they would take it over and drop
all
it off for
up
you.
And
all
ready
fueled
to go.
Off, all fueled up, ready to go. You go out, do your ride.
What do they normally charge for something like that?
So it depends on what you're renting, because they've got four-seaters, two-seaters, quads, dirt bikes. So it just depends on, and then it depends on the length, if you want it for all day, if you want to just do a four-hour ride.
Is it reasonably priced?
It's reasonably priced, yeah.
I rented an ATV last November for my niece in Ocotillo Wells. I think it was $160 for all day.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Around
that. It's cheaper than buying one.
Her first time, she loved
it. I think it was $175 for the ATV for...
Yeah,
how much?
Yeah, I think it was $175 for the ATV of quad.
Right.
Then if you were looking at doing a Razor, they are Polaris Adventures Outfitters, and they have Razor 1000 four-seater and two-seaters available. So I'm not exactly sure on the pricing of that. I think it's $800.
I've seen their prices are $800 to
$1,000 for $800 or $850
for a good side by side.
Yeah,
for a day.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. for a day. Yeah,
that's still cheaper than buying one.
You still have to pay for
it's a lot of money, but boy, yeah. compared to owning it, and then you got not only do you pay your $30,000 to own it, but you need something to pull it. You need a trailer.
By the
you
way,
need
folks,
a place to store
he
it.
He did say $30,000. He's not kidding. It's $30,000 because I was looking at the Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
Turbo,
yeah,
two-seater.
Yep.
So I seen the price.
I drove one of those. The Vase has one they brought out. I drove that. Holy mackerel, that was a capable vehicle.
I drove that in the parking
lot
of KUSI.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
I never even got it in the dirt, and I was sideways. Oh my Lord.
I saw a bump coming. I was gripping the steering wheel like, oh my God, I'm going to break this thing.
And boom.
Just doo-doo.
I know.
Like, yeah.
That is amazing suspension.
Yeah, Can-Am has come a long way. Well, the whole industry has come a long way.
I'm a Honda girl, so while we keep saying Can-Am and Polaris, I just need to throw out there that they've got a Talon 1000, the Honda Talon 1000 Razor. I just got to throw
one.
It out there because
I'm
a Honda girl.
I haven't driven it, but I've seen it.
I haven't driven it, but I checked it out at King of the Hammers this year, and I really want to try one out. So
we'll have to
work on that.
Yeah.
Hey, all you have to do is go down, take
I'm
one
gonna
out.
I'm going to start. Don't you worry. I'm promoting.
And do a review.
I will. Yeah.
And in fact, I'll even let you come to KUSI and you can bring it to KUSI and do a review, much as you like to talk 387,000 miles an hour.
I can fit a lot in.
She can drive as fast as
yes,
she can talk.
Yes, you do, girl.
I can. I do drive as fast as I can talk.
Yes, you do.
I wrecked a quad 2 weeks ago.
And I was going to say, you bounced just as well, right?
I do, yeah. Unfortunately, I like to ragdoll it out, though, so I didn't get too injured.
I think I know a Honda connection. We should, well, see if I can reach out to him.
That would be fantastic. Yeah.
Well, because, you know, we're so close to the desert. I mean, my gosh. I mean, and it's an industry all in itself. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's something out there or at these outlets for everything from the little kids all the way up to the old folks.
Yeah.
You know, and with the advent of the side-by-side, mm-hmm. I mean, and you don't have to go drive like Audrey. You know, you can drive at a normal pace, enjoy the flowers, not
see
get
the sights.
Air. You know, that's not part of it. If the instructions don't say
not fly over it,
air or fly over it or under it.
The way Audrey's
I was
driving.
Only bunny hopping.
Yeah, well, that was a very large bunny hole that you found. Oh, don't say that. Then they're going to go out there and look for that bunny, and then it'll close that part of the desert down too. Uh-huh. No, but you know, folks, if you've never ever been to the desert, and I know why most of you haven't. Because you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know who to talk to. You don't know. And when you don't know, that's where I find more people don't do adventurous things because they don't know.
Yep.
If they knew and if they got educated and if they were told, especially when you find a group of people or a company that would be willing to take you out and show you.
Yes.
You know, instead of just throwing you out to the woods, mm-hmm. you know, and have you figure it out for yourself. We leave that to Audrey. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more right here on Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This is Yak Radio, and that was Audrey Mason and her sidekick, Ed Stoven, in the house from San Diego Off-Road Coalition. And this is a monthly show, the last Sunday of every month. And they're going to bring to you all the news and information for all the off-roaders out there. And maybe off-roaders that have never been off-roading that would like to take their kids out. You know, maybe this pandemic is going to push us outside more often. You know, maybe it's going to push us to the desert. Maybe it's going to push us to the beach. Maybe it's going to push us out of the house, you know, minus electronic equipment, just to get the kids more engrossed in it. Because, you know, we have to have the younger generation be as passionate as you guys are. If not, because with no passion, there's a good chance we'll lose everything. You had a topic?
Yeah, I want to talk about grants. So when you buy a green sticker or you buy some fuel and you go off-roading, uh-huh. that money goes into a grant program that State Parks manages, and they give out a $25 million a year to agencies that have off-roading or that have something to do with off-roading. Wow. So the National Forest and the Bureau of Land Management get big grants, and county sheriffs also, they have a law enforcement portion of grants. So the grants, they go out for comment, for public comment at the beginning of March until the beginning of May. And the public can read the grants and tell the grant people what they think about it. Because the people in Sacramento who process the grants, they don't know what's going on in the desert out here. They're up there. They're pretty good people. They're smart, but they don't know all the details.
No, they're working. They're processing paperwork.
So I review grants in the southern part of the state, and I haven't seen them all, but I've been looking through them. And a lot of them are business as usual. Mm-hmm, sometimes mm-hmm. there's funny business that I love to catch. A few years ago, I found a national forest wanted money for radar detectors for speeders.
Ah.
But there's no speed limits off-road. So I pointed that out to them.
And what'd they say? Never thought of that.
Maybe you shouldn't get money for that.
Yeah.
So I've been looking at grants. And I found one that's funny that I haven't commented yet, but I'm going to put together comments. So the San Diego Police Department is trying to get in on a law enforcement grant. They're asking for money for ATVs and side-by-sides. They want to patrol the San Diego beaches. And I'm an old surfer. I've been surfing for decades. I've been out thousands of times. And I've never seen illegal off-road activity on a beach in San Diego.
Well, don't they already have quads?
Well, here's the thing. The lifeguards, they have four-wheel drives and they have ATVs, and the lifeguards are official law enforcement officers.
Sure.
Yes.
They can arrest and they can cite.
Right.
So what are the police doing? In addition to ATVs and side-by-sides and going down the beach, they also talked about doing enforcement down by Otay Mountain and by Corral Canyon in the Cleveland National Forest. Those are way outside of the city limits of the city of San Diego. So they're looking for tens of thousands of dollars for stuff to do. I don't know what.
Tell you what.
And by the way,
find out who wrote the grant, and I bet you he's an off-roader.
Oh, he's probably going to call me, like, why did you write this terrible letter? You know, I wrote a harsh comment to San Diego County sheriffs a few years back. They really didn't know what they were doing. And they invited me to their station to give them a discussion on how the grants work.
You take a friend with you, just in case you're not going to come
you know
back
what?
Out?
I didn't even think about it till I got down there. It was after hours, and it was closed, and like I'm standing by the door, and I'm like, you know, this could be really a bad idea. That's the most scared I've been in a long time.
Serious.
And I ended up, they were very nice, and they had just taken over the grant program, and they didn't know what they were doing, and they copied other grants.
Right. Oh, I see. So, yeah.
So I explained to them how it all worked, and, well, and they improved what they were
if
doing.
If there's free money on the table, who's not going to go after it, right?
Anybody well, sure. and everybody that can, and if any way that they could think of is usually how it goes down.
And that's a good little segment for you once a month. Crazy grants.
Well, it's only one part of the year, so
yeah.
I'll be
but
looking
I bet
at the grants.
There's enough grants in that one little section that'll last you.
I'll
a whole
stretch
year.
It out a little ways, and I consider myself a custodian of the money.
Yeah.
This is off-roaders' money. It needs to go to helping off-road.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with law enforcement patrolling legal off-road areas,
right?
And I'm okay for it catching people being in the wrong area, but this is just abuse of the system, yeah. And I'm going to make sure that's pointed out.
That's awesome.
In that grant, they don't say that they have some kind of memorandum of understanding with the lifeguards. They don't say that. So what's going on? Because other like sheriffs will say, okay, we have a deal with the National Forest, and they call us when they have this problem and this. So some agencies do have these agreements, but the police, they don't have an agreement that they talked about. So I'm going to slam this grant. This is going to be a lot of fun to write about.
Right. Well, no, and like I said, and then keep us abreast on it. And, you know, and then once you do it, of course, you'll put it on all your social media sites and all that kind of stuff. That's the only thing I like about social media is that when you catch somebody doing the wrong thing, this is a good way to let people know.
You can really embarrass them.
Yes. And that's nothing makes, yeah, we won't even get into that. We'll do that off air because there's people out there right now doing some pretty stupid stuff when it comes to grants and, you know, I'm trying to help people and what have you. So, wow, that's awesome. So I'm looking forward to future shows.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we can, cause you know, we could talk about closures, but that's all negative. Let's talk about some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Flashlights. Who doesn't need a good flashlight
love
in the desert?
Good flashlight.
Yeah, there's a 9,000 watt one that luminance that lights up an entire area, and you can either zoom it in and have it be like focused, and it lights up like a 3 foot by 3 foot area, and then you can zoom it out, and it lights up an entire almost like a large as it looks like the size of a football field, in my opinion. But when you're out in the middle of the desert, it's pitch black, so it's just absolutely.
I'm like
amazing.
A Coleman guy. I've got a Coleman lantern. I pour some fuel in, I pump it up, and I got a nice light, and
right,
I like the
school.
Sound.
I know.
I can't help it. I'm the old.
I know. Well, you and I are the same. I've got mine too. I got my Coleman camp stove. And
love my stove.
No,
and now, like if we have a real problem, the power goes out. I got light.
Yeah.
I got cooking.
My mother-in-law has taught me it's all about the tools. You got to have the best tools.
You just hug her when you can. You can't do it now, but when you get a chance, because she's apt. It's called being prepared. You know, and you don't have to be a Boy Scout. But you need to be prepared.
Oh, my mother-in-law, I will never live up to her. She was the leader of all of the Girl Scouts of all of San Diego County. You want to talk about somebody who knows what she's talking about, who knows how to survive, who knows how to do. She sends me with the little egg cartons with the candle wax and sawdust in it. And she sends me like all the little things that I would need to be out into the desert. She makes sure I have my old coffee pan. Or coffee can that, you know, she screwed the wires into so I could boil water in the fire and have it. Like, just little things like that I never would have thought of.
Is she that lady on Facebook where all of a sudden it clicks up and it shows you how you can do all kinds of stuff with a string?
She should become that, but no,
you know what
she
I'm talking about?
It's so much fun. Yeah. Like, oh, I never thought of that.
Or, yeah. But you know what? It takes my mind and because I can't remember half of the stuff.
Oh, of course.
The best one is the tie dyeing of shirts and stuff, and using different kinds of dyes with vegetables and stuff. Don't even get me started on that. But no, I mean, I'm just thinking the future of this show could be extremely informational, from a product, legal, road testing of vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many vehicles that are out there?
To actual camping. I'm surprised how many people have never been camping before or never
that's
been
amazing.
Out to the... I, that just
because
blows
Because they're afraid
my...
to go because they don't know what they're doing and they don't want to go out there and...
Where do I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, how do I
Where
go
Where do
to
I
the
take
bathroom?
A shower?
Exactly. How do I cook?
Who needs a shower?
For one day. You can go a day without a shower.
You can go a week. What are you talking about? The older you get, the less showers you take. Trust me. But the whole point
the water
is
I'll save.
This could be a great informational portal for people out there and even some of the seasoned folks.
We cannot tell you how grateful we are that you allow us to come on here and
so much
to
fun.
Do this. It's so much fun, and sharing the information, getting the word out to people, it's spectacular. I've had several people actually tell me that they're listening to the show and following along with
Hi,
us.
Hi, folks.
And so yeah. So I cannot Hi. Tell you thank you enough.
Well,
Dave.
I can't thank you enough because you're filling a void. Again, I have the tool, but you guys have the information, and plus, you both are so much fun to hang with anyway. I try to treat this like we're sitting at your house, you know, in the family room, and we're just shooting the bull. But now, what I want to do is start giving back to those great listeners, and giving back to the companies, especially nowadays, because who knows how long we're going to be stuck this way, but. You know, if we start promoting businesses and then once things start opening up again, people say, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Definitely.
You know, I was interested in doing that. What did Audrey say about that one? You know, and that's really what radio is all about. It's about two things. It's either about hearing yourself talk or it's about educating the masses. I'm the educate the masses type of guy. Just
that's
like
how I am.
You wouldn't read all those grants if you weren't trying to be knowledgeable and keep everything on a straight and narrow. So that's why the three of us work so well together, because we all actually have the same mindset. What's your website?
SDORC.org, San Diego Off-Road Coalition.org.
Great. And if you guys have questions for Audrey or Ed, send them a message at that website. We might even open up a little Q&A, because I don't open up phone lines. I just don't do that because I don't have enough airtime. But send a little question in there, and maybe we'll have a section somewhere within the hour, you know, questions from consumers.
Oh, that would be great.
And it'd be maybe lots of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
It could be technical. It could be legal. It could be anything, you know. And then you guys will get it, and then you'll come in, that month and say, hey, you know. Let's, we got a couple of questions from listeners. Let's help them out.
Yeah, that sounds good.